Good morning. It's 11:14 on 11/12/2019. Yeah. We're at 11:15, Tuesday the 12th, 2019. I'm out, I'm walking. The temperature outside my back door was 40 degrees. The official Greeley temperature at the moment is 33. I don't have any trouble believing that. It's a lot colder. It feels a lot colder than 40. I have a suspicion that the sun shining on my back porch maybe warped that thermometer just a little bit. But the sun is hot. The sun is high. Sky is blue. There's a jet up there flying along, polluting the atmosphere. As I will be doing eventually. Flying on a plane. The sun feels hot on my skin, but where I'm not getting direct sun, it's quite chilly. This piece of sidewalk right here is nice and bare. Lots of sun, so the snow from yesterday melted, even though it never really got into the 30s yesterday. It was, I think the high got up into the 20s around mid-afternoon. It was like, dropped right back down to 12 as I went to bed. So it was cold yesterday. And I'm just as glad I didn't try to walk. I'll walk when it's good. I also didn't put any treadmill time in yesterday. So as far as walking goes, yesterday was like complete fail. But I think I'm okay with it. I got both walks in the day before. I got both walks in today. Today's Tuesday. I have to remember to put out the milk order tonight and the trash at the curb. Tuesday. Not to be confused with Sunday. Crashing Cars, Motor Speedway. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the first hatch. Okay, I think I've got that out of my system. I hope so. It was pretty sad, actually. So, I beat NaNoWriMo. I got my 50K on the 10th. I'm at almost 60K, within a few hundred words of 60K at the moment. Good morning. I made my 5K before lunch yesterday, although, in fairness, lunch was at 12:30 and not at noon. I only made it because I didn't walk, because I used that time to put more words in. I think I'm at 3,600 for the day. I need 1,400 more before I can say, okay, enough for today. That's enough. I've been known to stop in the middle of a sentence when I realized I've got 5,000. The other day I actually had to run a little more because I needed to kill 10 monsters in 4 of the words, and I was only at 6. I had to run another 400 words so I could get the other 4 monsters to succeed in my quest. And I think that's really the secret to this particular gamification. I think it's really, really the secret sauce. The ability to make me look and say, okay, what have I got done today? What do I need to do to win? And giving me something small I can do to win. Even if it's just a little win. Even if it's just 100-word monster, or 400-word monsters. Actually, yeah, I think it was three. I had to write 750 words. Anyway, so I think that's really the secret sauce behind For the Words. It makes me stop and say, okay, if I just do this little bit, I can get another little hit of success. If I could do this other little bit, I can get another little hit of success. If I could do, I've already reached my goal for the day, but if I just stretch a little more and do an extra 400 or an extra 500 and kill the monsters off, I get to claim this quest. And right now I've got a perfect record. All quests taken, won. All tests, all quests that I've taken, I've won. And I haven't had to throw any, I haven't discarded any, I haven't lost any. And so there's that. Okay, well, I don't want to lose a quest now. I've got like 75 of them behind me where they're all wins. And while it's kind of lame, it's taking taking a step back and looking at it from the perspective of, well, this is what you want to do anyway, isn't it? So why aren't you just doing it anyway? And the answer is, I don't know, but this is working, so I'm going to keep doing it. It's basically what it boils down to. It's like, okay, I want to write 2,000 words a day for the rest of this year and all year next year, every day next year. 2,000 words a day, average. Now, I appreciate that I am not going to write 2,000 words a day every day, but I can keep a 2,000 word a day average. I should be able to keep the streak alive. Right now I've written 30 days in a row. It's 80-something thousand words over the last 30 days. Almost 60,000 words over the last 12, counting today. So I've got a streak going. I've got some momentum going. I've got some goals that I want to reach. I need to spend some of the time this afternoon maybe solidifying those goals, because in a few days, literally in a few days, I'm going to have 100,000 words for NaNoWriMo. That'll be on the 20th. Assuming I can get 5K in on Saturday the 16th, which is, not sure. The time commitment for all of Saturday morning may give me a bit of heartburn. I will at least come home and do 444 words to keep the streak alive, because that's all I need in order to keep my For the Words streak going. If I write 2,000 words, which should take me a couple, 3 hours. Actually, less than that. 3 hours is 5,000 almost. Between 3.5 and 4 hours per 5,000 words seems to be what I'm doing. This seems to be the writing time that I'm spending in For the Words. Now, it's actually a little bit more in elapsed time. According to NaNoWriMo, I'm doing 6 words a minute. Six times 60 is only 360 words in an hour. That's just not right. That ain't what is happening. That ain't what is happening at all. So the NaNoWriMo site is a little bit. I really like For the Words better. And for all that it doesn't, it counts every word. Even if you erase it and put a new word in, it counts both of the words. It's actually more suited to the NaNoWriMo idea of how many words did you write. If you erase some, that's on you. How many did you write? And at the end of the day, I go through and I download the file and I count up the words in word processor so I know how many words are in the file. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. And I am still just loving it. I had a hard time getting started this morning. I took a couple of quests. I put a couple of monsters down. I've made good progress on my quest for the day. I think I need to kill 7 more monsters. I'll stack 7 short ones up and bang those out. I still need 1,400 words, so if I put in 750 word monsters. Okay. 7,200 word monsters, even better. Kill the monsters, have my 5,000 words. I'll have done my short story for the day. That's literally the quest, write a short story. Basically 5,000 words in the day. And that's the quest. It's the quest for... It's a global quest. I could take it every day. And I've been taking it every day for... As soon as I discovered that, well, this is dumb. I'm planning on writing 5,000 words a day. Why don't I just take that quest and get... I think it gives me a chest. A chest of goodies. For which I need a key. But I get the key from killing 10 monsters. So, if I do both of them, then I get a chest and a key. So I get some goodies. I've got some battle gear now. I'm gearing up. Powering up to power down. It's one of those. All right, well, why do you power up so that it counts one word more than once? And the answer is to knock off the monsters faster, even if the total word count isn't quite as large. And it's only about 1%. So 10 words out of 1,000 that it's faster. But it's just the idea of, okay, I got this Vorpal sword that I got from one of the quests. It's somebody's sword. I don't know. It's part of the NaNoWriMo special quests. I got it just because I could. There's a pretty big monster that I had to kill 3 times in order to get it. That's all right. I'll do that. I'm working for a robot chest plate now. We'll see if that works out. I have to kill so many. But the thing of it is, it's like, I'm going to write the words. If I just write the words, then I'm going to do it. And if I don't write them all today, then I'll get them yesterday. Or yesterday. I'll get them tomorrow. Because it'll count all the words since I took the quest. It'll count all the monsters I killed since I took the quest. Actually, gave me credit for the ones I've killed already. For this quest, because I'd killed one each of them already, and now I've killed 2 more. I've killed 1 more of each of them. I'm trying to remember how many more I've got to do, but it's, I think, 2, 3, and 4, so I've got 1 more of one and 2 more of another, and then I'll have my robot roll call. What am I reading? I'm still reading The Completionist, Dakota Crout, Book 2, Regicide. It's really, very clearly crunchy lit RPG. It's crunchy. It's... Guy is balancing his stats and playing with his numbers and worrying about his skill points and I don't know why I'm sucking it up with a straw. It's just so much fun. On the treadmill, when I'm treading, I had to give up on Miranda. A friend of mine who really likes British humor really liked Miranda. I got through a couple of episodes, and it's like, as much as I like watching Tim Ellis, I kept seeing him as Lucifer. And the character he plays is not Lucifer. So that was hard. And Miranda is... Miranda Hart is a little too... No, a little too in my face. A little too... It's hard to get immersed in the story because she spends so much time breaking the fourth wall and talking to the audience. So she'll be in the middle of a conversation and she'll turn to the audience and talk to the audience. And while that worked for Kevin Spacey in House of Cards, she does it so much. She'll have a long aside to the audience while the other conversation is still going on. And it's like, it was hard for me to get in the story. It was funny. It was self-deprecating. It was... it was almost too slapstick. Benny Hill for the thinking person, maybe? I don't know. No. Didn't. I also have not gone back to The Expanse. I don't know what I'm going to watch next. I'm still watching Major Slack. Major Slack Attack. His Skyrim videos. Still watching The Combat Archer. He's got a bow that he's teased that he's got the bow up to 700 points of damage. And I'm looking at it going... Okay, is that the raw stats, or is that the modified stats based on what he's carrying? If it's the modified stats based on his armor and stuff, then it's, you know, only 400? Only 700? But if it's 700 raw damage, that's a pretty good bow. My wife cheeses me because I play by the numbers. The numbers are the part of the game that intrigue me. What do I do if I want this? What do I have to have? Which skills do I need? And how high do they have to be? What are the numbers that drive it? And what do I have to do to make it happen? And so I always get alchemy up to 100 as fast as I can. And then I get smithing up as high as I can. Glass is ideal, but I'll take elf. I'll take elven to get me over the hump. And then the last character I was playing, I got invisibility, so I had the illusion spell skill up high enough to get a master's level spell and cast it, and then built my character around the fact that the most damage he did was as a backstabber, and got him a really good dagger, and so he would go around with invisibility in one hand and a dagger in the other, and kick butt. Backstabbed a dragon once. That was fun. Killed him. That was a hoot. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.